Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. This is Jill here and I'm alongside my trusty co-host, Carlene.
Hey guys.
So today we have a glowdown episode where we're going to give you the 411 on the question that's on everyone's minds and everyone's memes right now. And that's how to take care of your hair color at home.
Oh my gosh, so real for me right now. Hit me up with all the tips. But before we get into that very important topic, we want to send some continued love and light to all of our Breaking Beauty community. We hope you're all doing well.
Yeah, and a special shout out to all of the people on the front lines of this pandemic doing the absolute most to keep us safe. Everyone who's stocking the grocery store shelves and all of the nurses and the doctors out there and everybody who's in admin at hospitals. Like, just thank you so much.
We totally appreciate you guys. We also want to send some extra love to the business owners and creatives who work in the salon and spa industry. We know a lot of you listen to our show regularly, and it's one of those jobs that, you know, you really can't work from home. And I'm sure you're missing your clients and the joy you spark in all of our lives every day. But of course, there is power in solidarity and staying home. And that's what's going to get us to the other side of this.
Yeah, I actually was reading a newspaper, the Globe and Mail, here on the weekend. And there was an op-ed from Margaret Atwood, who everybody knows wrote The Handmaid's Tale. She's a national treasure. And it really stuck with me. She said, "There will be an other side eventually. We just need to make it through this part between the before and the after." And as novelists know, the middle section is always the hardest to figure out.
Well, at the moment, we can still appreciate the little things. And honestly, we need more good hair days right now than ever. Judging by all the memes out there, a lot of us are missing our hair colorists big time. I know I am.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not enough hats in the world
that
can make this situation right. Mm-hmm. Well, today's guest is going to help us achieve just that. Some 911 for hair color at home. On the line with us today is Ryan Trigstad, a New York-based celebrity hairstylist whose clientele includes Naomi Watts, Julianne Moore, Jessica Chastain, Emma Roberts, and Kelly Ripa, who's been doing a really funny root watch on her Instagram right now.
And as we're all social distancing, we're chatting with Ryan remotely today, so the audio might sound a little bit different in your AirPods. And he's going to help us out with some practical solutions for covering those roots. So from the cosmetics that you might have in your drawer in a pinch to slightly less temporary solutions to attempting the big one, dyeing your own hair at home.
And if you're like us and you don't necessarily know your way around a box of hair dyer, it's been a while, don't sleep on this episode. And remember, every single product that we talk about today, we'll be linking to it on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
Welcome, Ryan.
Hey
So, Ryan, I know that one of your clients is Kelly Ripa, and she has been entertaining everybody posting on Instagram about her root watch. And it's like totally relatable, this close up of her roots. And I think we can all relate to that right now. So has she called you? Have you been doing like FaceTimes consultations with your clients, or how's that going on the celebrity front?
I have. Yeah. Pretty much all my actresses that I do color on and style, you know, Laura Dern, everyone like that, have reached out in some capacity. Like, but with Kelly, I constantly get this question, like, what is the root color? Or like, people just assume that I highlight her hair, right? Mm-hmm. But genetically, both her parents have like snow white hair. Mm. So Kelly refers to herself as Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
Because it's, you can see on the image, it's up there, 80-something, 90% gray. Mm. So, with her, I color her every other week normally, wow, every other Tuesday. And idea for being on a TV show, I would probably have to color her every week to not see. Because what happens when you have white hair and you wear like a darker root, mm-hmm, like I call it lived-in color, where it looks a little younger and more natural, more depth. As soon as that white hair comes in, it looks like your part is just widening before your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. Which can come up as looking thin. She feels like it looks like she's balding, but what's happening is like from the light on the show, you know, they're really heavily lit, gets wider and wider. So I think on day 4, she uses the L'Oreal root touch up, mm-hmm, the spray, like the spray makeup, you know, she uses the medium brown. Like the L'Oreal brand is nice because what I like about them is one, it's inexpensive, right? And mm-hmm, it's like $8-$9, I think. You can get it at it. Most drugstores, and a lot of the other ones, which I love as well, like Orbe has one that like fits in your purse. It's like a little cylinder. There's barely any product in it, right? And it's quite expensive. I think $18-$19 or something like that. So I usually recommend the L'Oreal root touch up, the spray. She uses, mm-hmm, the medium brown, and she, I think, I want to say 4 or 5 days, she starts spraying on the show.
Yeah.
It's almost like another, wow, makeup, you know?
Totally.
And so why do you prefer the sprays over the powders? Because I know there's, you know, there's the Clairol root touch-up powder. There's Color Wow was sort of the originator. But do you prefer sprays?
One, the spray is easier, right? So a lot of people, you know, who don't want to get it on their fingers or, you know, I originally started with Color Wow, like loving it because it was one of the first ones. And I love Color Wow. I love the red in Color Wow because, you know, if you're more of an auburn or a redhead, mm-hmm, the L'Oreal red is like too red,
right,
or too pigmented. It looks artificial. So a lot of times I'll do that around the hairline. But what happens too is once you start doing that, once, mm-hmm, you start taking someone's root away, their scalp away, I do it on every red carpet now. What it does is like normally what I start to notice from covering roots is I see a makeup face and then, mm-hmm, I see a really white scalp. Mm-hmm. Whether you have gray or not.
Right.
So I end up using them as like another accessory to like making a look.
Right. I never thought of that. But yeah, if you have like a deep separation at the part, you really can see that lighter scalp. And then it's a real contrast to what's happening in the face color. That's true.
Even for me, I do a lot of TV and I have pretty thick hair, but it's glaring, mm-hmm, on HD. Like you see my white, white scalp. So yeah.
Yeah. Now, a lot of these are sold out online, though. So is there any kind of a hack for something you can use at home that you can imagine?
Yeah. I mean, what's cool about those sprays is they're formulated to attach to the gray hair. So you notice that it doesn't, mm-hmm, you know, it immediately surrounds the gray hair and it's fully covered. So when people don't have it, I recommend, you know, like brow shadow, brow filler. You know, usually most people have some type of brown or even a brown eyeshadow. Doesn't work as well, but it'll get you by.
Yeah.
Eyeshadow works pretty well. And normally the brow tone, like the makeup for covering, filling in your eyebrows, is a better tone for your head, for your scalp,
right,
than an eyeshadow.
Yeah. There's probably a certain type of brush that's going to work better than others, right?
I tend to use a little, like a square brush that's thicker. Almost like the little eyeshadow brushes, mm-hmm, you get in a palette. You know,
right.
The ones that a lot of people throw away. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually like thick enough and coarse enough to deliver the product pretty well.
Right. You want that cheap shit, the cheap stiff brush.
And that will all cut your eyelid.
Yeah, yeah.
I have had an experience, though, Ryan, I will tell you, with a root cover-up spray. And when it was hot out or a little rainy, it did kind of drip. So do you, like, I kind of felt like it was moving, the spray, more than the powder. So do you ever set it or anything like that?
I do. I'll tend to spray whatever I'm putting at the scalp. I usually will set with, like, a drier hairspray.
Okay.
You know, something that's not too sticky. I love this one called Outer Space from R & Co. Very dry. Or you're not going to know until someone points it out, right? Or you see a mirror.
Yeah. Or look at yourself on a Zoom meeting.
Let's pause for a moment to tell you about one of our new show partners.
Jill, a lot of people may not know this, but Mejuri, the hugely popular e-commerce brand of fine jewelry that's pretty much taken over Instagram, is Canadian.
Yay. And their showroom is literally like two doors down from my apartment. So when I can go out again, I will be there. And I'm really excited that Mejuri is supporting our podcast right now, and we're proud to support them as well.
I just think Mejuri is so affordable for what you get because they sell direct to consumers. You don't have that 10 times markup. So you're getting like 14 karat gold, sterling silver, pearls, and even diamonds that are handcrafted and ethically sourced for a great price. So it's like fine jewelry for every day.
So I just checked out their site, and one thing that impressed me is they don't come out with just seasonal collections. They actually have new drops every single Monday.
Well, I'm really into the kind of jewelry that I don't have to take off at night or in the shower, and it won't turn green. And one thing that's so smart is you can buy individual earrings without having to buy pairs. So you can mix and match, which I really like. I ordered a 14 karat gold bar stud. So it's about a centimeter long, and it's almost like a mini creeper. I love it.
And I love something shiny in the mail. It's sparking joy for me at the moment.
By the way, Mejuri is working from home right now, just like us. So if you have questions about sizing or styles, you can book a digital appointment or a live chat with a Mejuri stylist. And that takes some of the guesswork out of ordering online too.
I'm about to order a little something for myself too. And I'm on their site right now, and it says that there's free shipping on all US and Canadian orders until April 20th with easy returns and a 2-year warranty.
Perfect. We've got a promo code for you guys. So you can head to Mejuri.com/beauty or use the code beauty at checkout for 10% off your first order.
That's Mejuri.com/beauty for 10% off your first order. We'll link to that offer on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com and in our show notes.
And now back to today's episode. Okay, so at some point, we are not going to get by on these cosmetic root touch-ups. Let's be real.
I wanted to ask your thoughts on glosses, because I know in the salon, that's something that's often done as a supplementary treatment to getting your color done. And there are a lot of brands at the drugstore level that do have glosses. When would you think that would be the right move? Or do you think that that helps at all with blending gray?
I mean, if you have a very low percentage of gray, it can kind of, you know, a semi-permanent can kind of stain it. But usually with that, you would have to apply it and then like go under heat for a while, you know, like a roller ball or a hood dryer.
Okay.
But it's not formulated for that. But like for a good example, Jill, on you, see how your ends are lighter?
Yeah.
On your rich brown hair. Yeah. Say that's not your ideal look. Say you faded to that over this month.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to see this highlight anymore. I love a few brands like Kristen S. She's an LA-based hairstylist, colorist. She did this really cute brand, which I took a picture of actually. She did all these at-home glosses. You could do, I've tried them quite a few times on my clients. But she does those like, that's a box for like a golden blonde. But like on you, say you ideally wanted your hair to be more your root color.
Yeah.
Like I would have you order from Target. She sells at Target. And this is a good example. This is the dark brown. Like this is all the tones she does. Mm-hmm. I think there's 13 of them. Mm-hmm. I've used like the red on a client recently. Like she bought it while in quarantine. It was so pretty. And it's cool because it's a shampoo gloss. It's in the shower gloss, and all the instructions are in there. It's kind of like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
All the way up to your golden blondes or like there's a clear. So if you just want shine. And then another one I would suggest for Jill is, have you guys ever heard of DP Hue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have such cute packaging too, which makes me want to buy it anyway. But like, look at that as an example, dark brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw an ad for that actually.
They work really well too. And they're really, the nice thing about these is they're really conditioning. Yeah. So you also get a lot of shine.
And do you need like gloves in the shower to use that? Is it depositing color?
It's a direct dye. So yeah, your cuticles will be a mess if you don't wear gloves.
Okay. So let's talk about, for the people who don't have, you know, their colorist is not able to send them their exact color. And so I'm thinking about when it doing like a root touch-up kit. So I guess the advantage of that versus a full-on box of dye is like you just only want to target your roots. But walk us through that, because I know there's semi-permanent versus permanent. And for myself, I have, I don't know what you'd call it, kind of like ombre. I have darker roots, lighter ends. So like, where do I go?
So Claro is a really cool one, the root touch-up, which I know you guys have seen.
Oh, yeah. I actually have it here, too. I have a question for you about this.
So these are, what's cool about these is they really were designed for a touch-up. They were designed with only a little amount of product. I don't know if you guys have ever opened it, but it's, you know, it's a small amount.
Yeah.
And like most, it's a one and a two, mix one with two, mix, and you're there to go. You know, that's, it's usually a even ratio between developer and color.
Right.
And this one was designed, and a friend of mine designed this actually, colorist, to get you by in between color appointments. So what that was is to just be able to get, say, this is my part over here. It was really made to get in the part, maybe a little bit deeper in the crown, and your hairline. That's kind of the only amount of product that is there, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, if you had two boxes, you could do what you want. You could go further back. But a lot of this, besides it being pretty easy to formulate, or to mix, a lot of it is choosing your color.
Okay, I have a question about that. That's where I'm going to ask you now. I've got two boxes here of Clairol Root Touch-Up. I'm not in dire need just yet of a touch-up, but I will be. So there's four, which is dark brown, and then I have 4A. So how do I tell which one I am?
Okay, so there's two ways of looking at this, right? I would say one is black. So in color theory, one is black, 10 is white, right?
Black, blonde.
Most people live between 4, 5, and a 6, and a 7, and an 8. That's most of where people live. Like you are essentially a 4 or a 5. One way to think about it is, so they're formulated to cover gray, right? They're really only formulated for the new growth, the gray. Mm-hmm. They're not formulated for the mid shaft and the end. Mm-hmm. We always say from root to shoot, like especially these touch-up kits are not designed from root to end. Mm-hmm. They are not, because in a salon, you know, we would have done your roots. And if we needed any refreshing on the color through the mids and the ends, we would do a gloss. Right. And the difference in that is this is permanent hair color made to cover gray. The only thing that really covers gray permanently is permanent hair color. Demis and semis, there's two other levels. A demi can kind of stain out gray if you have a low percentage. And then semis are mainly made for just tone and like if you wanted to change tone, would be changed with a semi.
Okay.
That said, you know, this is really what we want people to really do is just cover the gray, right? And if they want to change any color on the ends, that's when you get in the DPQ, the Kristen S, or this other one, Christoph Robin. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
Yeah.
He does beautiful color conditioners that, like, they really are so nice. They do such a good job. So that I would say for your mid-shaft to end. But with the formulation, I usually say, because it's so strong, I usually will recommend as a safety to go one level higher than you think your hair color is.
Oh,
so on Jill, like she has a 4, which will be beautiful on her. Like you can see her hair grade 8. It's a beautiful ombre, but it may take almost like a 3.
Oh, so interesting.
A lot of times, you know, you can get, because especially say you went 5, 6, 7 more minutes than the time says. I think, what is Clara? Or what is root touch-up?
Usually it's 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes. So you lost track of time and it was on 5 more minutes, 15 minutes. you potentially, they're direct, you know, they go darker. If you tend to be prone or have a lot of warmth in your hair, I would go more to the ashy
tone. That's me.
Because the ash, the A is for ash. Just the number, like say this is a 7. Just the number ones without a G, you know, a letter next to them. They're just middle of the road. That's if you want just a neutral tone. And it even could go warmer. So it could go a little richer, which is usually okay with most people. They're fine with a little bit of warmth as long as it's not hot roots, right? But if you tend, like you said, if you tend to get warmer hot roots, I would go with an A. Okay. So say you're a level 6, I would go 6A.
Okay. Okay. That's
you're a little, you're a little lighter than the 4.
Okay.
And a lot of times on the back of the boxes, it's better than looking at the color of the front. These actually don't have it, but in some brands they have like the, you know,
like a legend
color.
Right. Yeah.
Those tend to really be a little truer to what the match is.
Now, if I'm the average Jane, again, I'm about to buy something. I'm about to buy my Clairol root touch-up on Walmart.com. I'm looking at the semi-permanent root touch-up gel or the permanent root touch-up formula. Who should buy which one? Is it based on how much grays you have or how do I know which one to go for?
You know, 50% and higher, 60% and higher maybe of gray, you're going to need the permanent.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, if you wiggle in the middle there, like you're 50%, 60% gray, you can always try and maybe get both. They're affordable enough. You can maybe try the semi first and you could get beautiful coverage. There is, you know, say you have finer texture of hair, it tends to take a little better. Coarse hair, you know, takes a little more manipulation.
Yeah.
Usually more time on coarse hair, more product on coarse hair. And a lot of times, if you're in the salon, we have to put you under heat to be able to make sure those resistant, thick gray hair gets covered. Because if you notice, that gray hair is a totally different kind of hair. It's wiry. It's like, it doesn't want to follow the rules.
She's doing her own thing.
She is doing her own thing. She's out to play. Try both. But if you're definitely have a good percentage of gray, you know, 60 and up, I would say. Go for the stronger.
Go for the permanent. Okay.
Before you even color your hair with any of these, if you have any of that powder, that L'Oreal, you know, or Orbay or Color Wow, you got to make sure you really cleanse it out before. I've noticed it can actually, if people use it a lot, it becomes a barrier to the color and it can create like an irregular processing. And usually you don't want to color your hair right before or wash your hair before you're going to color your hair. So maybe the night before, I've been suggesting at least really cleanse it out, over condition, you know, so your hair is really free of knots and make sure that's free of powder.
And so having said that, what do you think is one of the biggest faux pas that women get wrong when they're attempting at home? And what would be the fix?
One I've noticed, they use these gray formulated hair colors. Say they have a half inch of root. They're doing that half inch, but then they're also going into that existing hair color. You may get a beautiful coverage on that gray. And as soon as you get to that old hair color, you have a black band because you process permanent hair color on other permanent hair color, right? So a lot of times it's all about application, application, application.
Let's pause for a moment to shout out one of our new show partners, Billy.
Carlede, remember last year we did a whole episode about hair removal and we talked about a breakthrough brand that actually dared to show female body hair.
Yep, it's all about choice now. And Billy campaigns were definitely a first to break that barrier. One thing that a lot of people are really going to appreciate right now, though, is that Billy delivers premium razors to your door. So for just $9, you can get 4 refill blades every 1, 2, or 3 months, depending on how often you shave.
And you can skip, adjust, or cancel your subscription at any time.
So we tried their starter kit. It comes with 2 razor cartridges, a handle, and their magic magnetic holder for the shower. Let's talk about our first impressions.
Aside from all the fun colors you can choose from, probably the biggest feature for me is that each of the Razer cartridges has 5 blades made locally in the USA, and it's got like a solid shave soap mm-hmm. around the blade. So it kind of like cushions each and every stroke. It's really gentle for my sensitive skin. I found that I got that smooth shave with no irritation, and it eliminates the need for a separate shave gel.
I loved the magnetic hook. So I was able to hang my razor up kind of high in the shower between uses, and I didn't have to worry about my kids playing with it when they're in the bath.
And it's easy to see why they've won so many awards like the Allure Best in Beauty and Nylon's Beauty Hit List. They're definitely getting razors right.
So if you guys want to try it for yourself and express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/breakingbeauty for 10% off your razor. It's a small way you can help support us while you're getting the best razor you'll ever own for half the price of razors in the store.
This is a limited time special offer. Go now to save 10% off your razor at mybilly.com/breakingbeauty. Plus, shipping is always free in the US.
That's mybilly.com/breakingbeauty. We'll link to the offer in our show notes and on our blog.
And now back to today's episode. That's what I wanted to ask you about next. So let's just say you've got the Rude touch-up, you've got it on your vanity. Let's talk through it from like right from when you open the box till when you rinse it out. Like, what do you need for barrier cream and what do you wear and all that stuff?
Yeah, I would first, you know, go find your husband's big button up or, you know, like a lot of women have that like yucky shirt we have for like cleaning or laundry, but make sure it's one that can either zip, like mm-hmm. a bun. Hoodies are tricky because they have all the hoods in the back, you know, and that's like just another piece of fabric to touch your hair. So I usually say a yucky robe or a robe you don't care about. Anything that can just drop away and you can get in the shower. So first you change your clothes. Second, go into your bathroom. You have your box of color. Normally you're going to want to first free your hair of any knots, right? You know, a lot of people, if you have more texture to your hair, curl, you're going to have a lot of knots in there that you have to clear. And imagine going through in those beautiful little sections and every time you're hitting a knot or a snarl, you know, it's not going to be fun. It's going to make it even harder. So, you know, wet brush, a Mason Pearson, wide tooth comb, which a lot of people will have at home, clear all the knots. And then I'm advising some type of color barrier for the skin, right? Most people have Vaseline. So they've been doing, you know, everyone's been like, oh, I have my Vaseline. That's great. And then also I noticed like just in my cupboard, I had a lip gloss, chapstick. So if you don't have Vaseline, I would just do chapstick, you know? And you're just going to do it, you know, right along your edges, wherever you think you're going to stain. And a lot of people I've noticed when they do that, they do this thing where they're actually getting it on the hairline hair, these little baby hairs, which are the ones they really want to cover, right?
Right.
They're gray.
So you don't overdo it.
Yeah, don't overdo it. Just keep it on the skin and, you know, be careful. Put it on meticulously. To not cover any day. And then even to the top of the ears. And then some people, if you're good at getting the back of your head, you know, do the back of your neck here too, because that's a good area to get stained too. As your body heats up the color, it can kind of drip back there.
Right.
Yeah. So basing it with Vaseline, or someone has to have a chapstick, you know, someone in the house has to have something. We were saying, what if you can't find one? Can you use, someone asked the question, can I use, oh God, what's the one that's in the kitchen? Like
coconut oil?
No, the one like not Crisco. Remember those? The stuff?
Yeah.
I think you could use that. I mean, I think there are other options, but yeah, that would probably work.
In a pinch.
Yeah. So barrier cream along, you don't want to stain your head. You remember these are formulated for gray coverage.
Right.
So they're really strong. They're quite strong, especially the level 5s and darker. You know, that's a lot of pigment that can go on your skin. You could have, you know, that perfect helmet look. Mm-hmm. And for a few days, you know, that's hard mm-hmm. to scrub out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's just follow the directions in the box. Mm-hmm. Oh, then the next is your gloves. And keeping those gloves on the whole processing time, even though it gets to a point when you're done where you're like, you almost naturally take them off. Mm-hmm. And no one's wasting gloves now, which is, you know, mm-hmm. we've discovered. So they want to save them as long as they can. And keep the gloves on the whole time you're applying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then another good tip, which I have a lot of clients with longer hair. They're covering their gray. They have highlight. They're going to do the root touch-up. They decided on it. So they do it. And then they get into the rinsing process, right? The timer went off. What is it? 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I first tell them to, you know, take the end of these brushes.
The end of the root touch-up brush.
Yeah, end of the root touch-up brush or any, the Revlon one is great mm-hmm. too. They're nice and sharp. Mm-hmm. And before you get in the shower and rinse everything off, I would do like a little scrape right where you've applied that color. And what you're doing is just like lifting a little of that product off to see through and look at your color to see if you fully process and fully covered the gray.
So you're going to use the end of the root touch-up brush to like scrape the color off the root that's wet with color to just see if it's taken, essentially.
If it hasn't, you'll see that like translucency or that sparkle that the gray has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you see it covered, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's obvious. It looks very pigmented. It's like a true color. And then, you know, if it's sheer, you know, and you did look at it and you're like, it doesn't feel fully covered. I usually recommend going 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't take it there because I feel like, yeah, that won't kill you. And then the next trick is if you do have that long hair that's lighter, if your ends are lighter than that root color you're putting on, and you don't want it to be any darker, you love that balayage, I'm recommending keeping those gloves on, shirt is dropped, right? You're getting in the shower. I've been telling people to split it down the middle and hold the ends of their hair like they're having pigtails.
Okay. Right?
So now your ends are lifted out of the water, right? They're not wet. They're still dry. All that beautiful balayage is still there. And then you go right under the shower and you rinse all of that scalp color, all that retouch, whatever color you're using. And you really want to try to get that out as well as you can with, you know, then I think once you rinse it really well, you could switch to one hand.
Right.
And then trying to use the other hand to kind of manipulate it out. Depending on how light your ends are and how dark your root color is, that color, that permanent hair color that's at your root can gloss or tone your ends in like 2 seconds.
Right.
And then I've had clients be like, I rinse it out and now like everything's muddy.
Right. It transferred.
Gray tone. It transferred. So I've been telling people to do that and just like really getting it rinsed out. Majority of the way or all the way if you can rinse until the water's clear and then do your shampoo.
Okay. So it's like a super targeted like spot rinse before you get in there and start working it all over with the shampoo. That's a good tip.
And if you have a, removable shower head, it's a lot easier to get in there because you want high pressure. And normally you want to do, when you're doing hair color, you usually want the water to be quite warm.
Right.
Because it really helps it get off the cuticle, you know, wash away from the scalp. And a high pressure rinse, you know, especially with the shower head, you could really get in there quite quick and go around the head while you're holding the end. And then you're just assuring that all those beautiful paintings are not going to be ruined.
And then I have a question going back to what you said. This is my biggest fear about when you do the root and then it meets the previous permanent color. Do you have a tip for how to blend, like how to basically avoid that? Like, do you stop just short or do you use a certain like brushing technique or how can you avoid that band?
Yeah. So ideally it's not touching it. For most people who are doing it to themselves, I usually recommend stopping a little short.
Okay.
Because you have to think the heat of your body will expand the color. It happens with hair color. It happens with lightener, bleach. Our body heat tends to make things expand. And, you know, the oxidation of the color happens. And a lot of times when it expands from the scalp, it can expand up into that existing hair color. So if you can go a little short.
Right.
And you can also see while you're processing. Say you went a little short and there's a little white fleck where you're like, I don't know if I should go into that. Then say you've processed 5, 6, 7 minutes, you're getting that full processing time on the gray. And then if you feel like you do need to inch it up a little bit, you're at least not going to be the full processing time.
Right. So maybe when you do that check at the 10 minute, you could like
pull the color down,
blend it out a little more for the last five. Let's put it out there. What the worst case scenario? Like if you have a scenario where your hair goes orange or your hair goes green, like is there a Hail Mary SOS that you can do?
Or if you get a reaction even.
Well, a lot of that is too. Like if you're an allergic type person, a lot of times I'll tell people mix a little bit of the product, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll put it in the crack of your arm here, mm-hmm. and cover it with a Band-Aid and leave that on for a few hours. And mm-hmm. normally if you're allergic to the hair color, which a lot of times it's the PPD or, you know, the molecules that are in it, which a good percentage of the world is allergic to, you're going to know from this sensitive part of your skin. And maybe, you know, the root touch-up is not the one for you. There are other hair box colors, like Herbatint, things they sell at Whole Foods that are free of certain things you could be allergic to, but you can be allergic to anything, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, if you're that type of person, which we all know someone like that, right?
Yeah.
Allergic to everything. Yeah. Definitely do a patch test.
Yeah, it's not the time to be going to the ER with a hair color emergency, guys.
No. Oh my God,
yeah. I was just going to say back to Carlene's question about like, what if something goes really badly with the color? Like the result is just totally off.
So a lot of, let's say the color is too dark. You could immediately wash with dish soap. Ooh. Something really like a Dawn. Mm-hmm. Really fresh color usually comes out pretty well. Okay. There is also this trick of like a beer. What's really cool is on Pinterest, which I've done articles in the past for Allure and like grandma's, what are those called? Grandma's tricks or old world remedies. Mm-hmm. There are some that are great, like a beer, like a can of beer over your head, let it sit with a shower cap. The alcohol kind of can pull it out. Okay. That's if you've gone too dark, right? Mm-hmm. You've made those banding mm-hmm. and all that. But a lot of times just shampooing that fresh color job with a dish, you know, Dawn, mm-hmm. more astringent cleanser, mm-hmm. usually softens it up quite a bit. You can also buy online. I recommend a lot of my clients that swim or their kids are swimmers and they are in chlorine or travel between different countries. Like in England, the water turns blonde, very gold. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, in Florida, it's a total, you know, the pipes don't go very deep. So they have like very big issues with minerals. So say in Florida, you go to a salon, it comes with a Malibu treatment, which I don't know if you guys have heard of.
Yeah.
But like they strip the minerals off first. Mm-hmm. So that you can probably buy online still. I haven't checked, but mm-hmm. Malibu does like one for blondes, like brightening blondes, which mm-hmm. is a, they're like crystal packets and you mix them in a bottle with hot water.
Okay.
And they turn into a jelly and you put them on your head, put a shower cap, do the amount of time they recommend. I think it's like 20, 30.
Yeah.
And that can pull a lot of tone out too. Any like.
Okay. That's smart.
For blondes too. Like say you did have a mess, you know, mm-hmm. say you did use the wrong overtone or the mm-hmm. wrong, or you just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Feel free to go online and they're called Malibu's or it's usually, I think the only brand I really know is Malibu. I know mm-hmm.
they sell it on Amazon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome too. We use them quite often in the salon for any buildup, you know,
mm-hmm. right.
People have like well water. Mm-hmm. This is also a good recommendation if you have well water, like mm-hmm. that could be a fun treatment at home. Like everyone does a Malibu.
Well, I think we're about ready to wrap up, right, Jill?
Yes. Yes, totally.
Fun.
I just had one last question about your salon. Tell us about the new salon you're opening, and has it been delayed due to everything that's going on?
I know, God, it's a weird, like, we're thinking about it in totally two different ways, because we were, Mark Ryan, my husband's Mark, I'm Ryan. We're both from different worlds. He's a Wella educator. Big colorist in New York, and I'm more of the celebrity film side, freelance side. So once we got married, we kind of were like, you know, we really should put our heads together, and I think we can offer something different. I come from this world, you come from this world. We're both Midwestern, though. I'm from Michigan, he's from Minnesota. And that's kind of the common thread that we've heard is like, you guys, I always feel so like relaxed in your presence, and like, it's going to be so nice in your salon if you make this like a thing where like, I feel like I'm a, you know, at home and just like comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that said, we've the past year and a half, we've been under construction and it's been going like beautifully. And we were going to open on April 14th, mm-hmm. which now construction stopped for us about a week ago mm-hmm. When they kind of, it was, I guess it's only necessary construction in New York, right. which means like a building that, you know, needs work or whatever, mm-hmm. Which I get. We totally understand. It's a safety thing. But we're at that stage where everything that's finished in the space off premise is done and ready to go in. So now we're like on this holding pattern. So I imagine we'll be a month off, you know?
Yeah.
I would say maybe end of April, like May, probably. We have like 3 more weeks of construction and then we're open. But we're not a business that's been open, you know? So we don't have employees sitting there like,
yes.
What am I going to do? I'm mm-hmm. a single mom. And so
definitely.
We feel blessed. We feel blessed that it's like we're on this side of it. Mm-hmm. We feel lucky.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.